Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian D. Cook. In Topic 8, we turn from identifying the wildfire to receiving God's power to respond differently. The wildfire is not extinguished by denial. It is not extinguished by pretending nothing happened. It is not extinguished by winning the argument. The wildfire is extinguished as we rely on Jesus Christ and respond in the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the first gospel responses is love, but biblical love is often misunderstood. Love is not weakness. Love is not people-pleasing. Love is not pretending sin did not happen. Love is not allowing harm to continue unchecked. Love is the Spirit-shaped commitment to seek another person's true good before God. Sometimes love covers a minor offense. Sometimes love listens. Sometimes love waits. Sometimes love tells the truth. Sometimes love confronts. Sometimes love sets a boundary. Sometimes love gets outside help because safety matters. 1 Corinthians 13 teaches that love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It does not brag. It is not proud. It does not behave improperly. It does not seek its own way. It is not easily provoked. It does not keep a record of wrongs. It rejoices with the truth. Notice that love and truth belong together. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love rejoices with the truth. That means love can move toward conflict without becoming harsh, and love can speak truth without becoming cruel. Ephesians 4:15 calls believers to speak truth in love. That phrase is simple, but it is not easy. Truth without love can become a weapon. Love without truth can become avoidance. In the peace fire, Jesus teaches us to hold truth and love together. When conflict begins to burn, love asks different questions. Not, how can I win? Not, how can I make them feel what I feel? Not, how can I escape this discomfort? Love asks, what would seek this person's true good before God? Love also asks, what would honor Christ, protect truth, and avoid adding fuel to the wildfire? This kind of love is not produced by willpower alone. It grows as we abide in Christ. Before moving on, think of one conflict in your life. What would love require there? Would love listen? Would love confess? Would love speak truth? Would love wait? Would love set a boundary? Ask Jesus to show you one next faithful step in love.